This video was made possible by Dashlane. Stay safe online for 10% off by being one of the first 200 to use the code RLL at checkout. Area 51 is probably the most famous place in the world that's not supposed to be famous. Shrouded in secrecy for decades, the United States government denied that the facility even existed until very recently in 2013, when it finally confirmed its location and a handful of activities conducted there during the 1950s, like the initial testing of the U-2 spy plane. Of course, Area 51 is most famous for the vast number of conspiracy theories that surround it, largely because of the US government's intense level of secrecy concerning it. Various conspiracy theories allege that the base is home to aliens, exotic technology like time travel, or a million other things. Nobody outside of the few employees who work there and their government superiors truly know what's on the inside of the base, and it sparked the world's collective imagination ever since its origin. A few weeks ago in 2019, a satirical Facebook event was created called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. The post quickly went viral, spawning all kinds of alien and Area 51 memes, and as of the writing of this video, 1.7 million people have signed up, pledging to gather together in the Nevada desert to storm the base on September 20th, 2019. While the Facebook page is obviously a shitpost that's not intended to be taken seriously, what would actually happen if every single person who signed up to attend actually did show up for it? Area 51 is located deep inside of the Nevada desert in a pretty remote location. The facility's exact coordinates are 37 degrees 14 minutes north latitude by 115 degrees 48 minutes west longitude. You can see the facility yourself if you type that into Google Earth, and if you do, you'll see that Area 51 is located only 83 miles northwest of Las Vegas. However, that's a lot further away than it actually seems at first. It's likely to assume that most of the 1.7 million people that are attending are going to arrive on flights at McCarran International Airport. The Facebook event plans to have everybody meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center, where the actual charge into the facility will be coordinated. The center is a tiny gas station and legal alien-themed brothel just off the Veterans Memorial Highway, a two-lane highway that's an hour and 40-minute drive away from McCarran Airport. But that is under normal circumstances. The entire Las Vegas metro area is home to 2.2 million people. A surge of 1.7 million people into that area will almost double the metro's population and place a massive strain on the roads and the infrastructure. The Memorial Highway itself is only one lane going in either direction, so 1.7 million people traveling down that to arrive at just a tiny gas station sounds a bit like Fyre Festival 2.0. 2 months from now is definitely not enough time for Las Vegas to prepare for all of the logistics and the infrastructure needed to supply so many people. So it's likely that a lot of people are gonna starve or go thirsty. But let's imagine for fun that all 1.7 million people actually do arrive at the Area 51 Alien Center and the charge begins to get coordinated. Then what? The center is still 52 miles away from Area 51 as the crow flies, and you can still legally get much closer. Perhaps the closest that you can get without getting attacked or confronted by security is here at Tikaboo Peak, which is a much more reasonable 26 miles away from the facility. But getting here can be pretty tough. Millions of people would have to drive over a 25-mile dirt road, and if you want a good legal view of Area 51, you have to hike on foot a grueling 1.2 miles up to the peak afterwards. There isn't any water or food or really anything here, so large supply trains of food and water will have to be organized to supply the stormers. But, assuming that all of the logistics have been worked out with a steady stream of trucks and helicopters supplying everybody at Tikaboo Peak from Vegas, what would happen then? The exact defenses at Area 51 are largely mysterious, but it is known that the perimeter of the facility is patrolled 24 hours a day by armed security forces who have authorization to use deadly force on trespassers. Nobody so far has ever been killed by these security forces. They usually will simply try and intimidate trespassers into leaving or calling the local police, who will just give you a $600 fine. but millions of people coming all at once would probably be a different story. The base is surrounded by cameras and motion detectors that can detect even a single person approaching, and it's likely that the Air Force will bring in extra security around September 20th to deal with any potential storming. But how do they actually get into Area 51? It's not entirely clear to the public how somebody can get employed at Area 51, but it is known how these employees travel to and from the base. Back at McCarran International Airport in Vegas, there's a secret private terminal that nobody in the public has access to. There's only one airline that services the terminal with unmarked Boeing planes that's colloquially known as Janet Airlines, the United States government's highly classified airline. These unmarked planes shuttle Area 51 employees between McCarran Airport and Area 51 itself, and it's probably almost impossible to sneak on board. Area 51 employees allegedly must sign an oath to keep all of their activities on the facility a secret. Further, the airspace located above Area 51 is highly restricted and off-limits to all commercial, private, and even military flights that didn't originate from Area 51 itself, with the Janet Airlines flights being the sole and only exception to this rule. Sneaking in probably isn't gonna work, which is why the Facebook page was seemingly made in the first place. A charge of millions could overwhelm Area 51, but the reason why Area 51 is located in the middle of nowhere in the first place is because actually getting there is difficult. The logistics of transporting millions of people and all of their supplies to a spot in the middle of the desert, and then getting everybody to charge 26 miles through layers of prepared and armed security probably isn't going to end very well. You may very well find an alien friend, a copy of Half-Life 3, time travel technology, or even Shrek 5, but you'll probably never know. The defenses of Area 51 are so good that nobody has ever successfully infiltrated it in over 60 years. It's not like you can just walk up to a guard, guess the correct password, and then get let in. Using a single password for access to the most valuable information inside doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't make any sense for your valuable information either. You should have different passwords for different sites, but you'll probably never be able to remember all of them, unless you use Dashlane. Dashlane securely stores all of your passwords in one place and then autofills them when you go to log in. But more than just that though, Dashlane is an online security toolbox, so it includes plenty of other features like a VPN, secure file storage, dark web monitoring, and more. While you probably don't have any aliens to keep secure, you can start using some of Dashlane's features for free to keep your other online information secure, or for less than the price of most standalone VPNs, you can get Dashlane Premium with all of their features for 10% off by being one of the first 200 to use the code RLL at dashlane.com/RLL. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you again next week.